Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to Module 1 of the Top Practices Business Development and Goal Setting Workshop for the summer. Welcome to the summer and welcome to this great time. So, first and foremost, the title of today's session is Understanding Your Why. How can you have your career go the way you want it to go? And what can keep you from losing focus and committing to your really, really cherished goals? So let's talk about this. The inspiration, of course, for the beginning, the title of this first chapter is, this first module is from Simon Sinek's book, Why, Understanding Your Why. You have to know that. Actually, call it the correct title is Start With Why. Pick that book up, read that book. It's an absolute work of genius. And so why? You know, here's the thing. As we go forward in our lives, like everybody, let me share this with you. So in Brian Moran's book, The 12-Week Year, he talks about the five stages of transformation that everybody goes through. And I watch this. It's in everything we do, whether you get on a diet, whether you get an exercise program, you begin to work with a group, or you join Top Practices. You know, step number one is called uninformed optimism. You're like, this is great. Where has this been my whole life? I can't wait to get going. This is exciting. And then you move very quickly to step number two, which is informed pessimism. Because now you're like, oh, so I got to hire that person, or I got to buy that tool, or I have to invest in this website, or I've got to do whatever it is that you have to do. It takes focus. It takes work. It takes investment. And it takes an understanding this is going to happen over time. And we start to get kind of bummed out about all of that because we want instant gratification. It's what we're used to. Life really doesn't work that way. We then move to stage three. Stage three is called the Valley of Despair. This is when most people quit. They're like, you know what? I believe that what you do at Top Practices, as an example, works for other people, or Weight Watchers works for some people, but you don't understand. It's different for me. And that's generally when we quit. But if we persevere, if we already have bought into the idea that this is going to take time, I've just got to do the work, then you arrive at stage four, which is called informed optimism. And this is when people, I love it when this happens. This is my favorite part of my day always. We've been at it, we've been working on it, and suddenly somebody says, oh, you know what? I think this stuff actually works. And that's why I'm like, do you think? I mean, great. And when that happens, I'm always, always thrilled because it means now we're getting the results. They do come. When they come, it's exciting. And I've said to so many of you, well, I think you need to understand this may well be the new normal. And it becomes the new normal. And then we talk about what is even better. So that's fun. And then you move to stage five, which is performance and fulfillment and, you know, achievement, which, by the way, is the second most dangerous. The most dangerous one is the Valley of Despair. The second most dangerous one of those stages is, in fact, stage five, because that's when we take our foot off the gas. We think, oh, we forget how much attainment we've had. We feel like, you know, Dr. Robert Blaine spoke at my practice one time, and he was talking to at my summit, and he spoke to my podiatrist, and he says, you know, I have a rule. He says, always take a picture of your patient's foot or their toe or whatever it is. He says, because later they're going to forget how it used to be. Take a photograph of your, in your mind, about your situation and your practice now. Save it. Write it all down, because later you can look at it and say, wow, how far have I come? But we tend to feel after a while like, well, it's always sort of been this way, and it really wasn't. And then we take our foot off the gas. We think somehow like I've got it all figured out. And then we have to recommit, because now all of a sudden we're on that roller coaster where we're doing all the things, we lose our focus, because you'll always lose your focus. You always will lose your focus because the thing happens, the stink bop happens, all of life happens, right? That your key person quits, whatever it is, it always happens. We have to move forward through all of that without getting knocked off our game. And one thing that can help you do that is know your why. So, you know, for me, you know, I mean, I believe I'm like all the rest of you, and that is the purpose of my job. I built a company is to serve all of you and to be able to provide for the emotional and financial stability and security of those that I love. That's what all of us really want at the end of the day. And that's one of our whys. Another one of my whys with my weight loss health journey is that I've always said I want to see my grandkids graduate from high school. That's a really, really, really long way off. And if, you know, it's not in the good Lord's plans that I'm going to make it to that day, I'm fine with that. But not because I didn't take care of myself and I didn't focus on the parts I could do to be able to be there and be healthy on that, you know, wonderful, blessed day. And then I always say, wouldn't it be, I think about, you know, the negative side of that. I can see Diane standing there with my daughters and saying, well, you know, your dad would have loved this. He would have loved today. I don't want that. That's not in my future. And so, as I told you in the first segment, I'm on it, you know, it's working. And a doctor told me recently, I'm 10 years younger this year than I was last year. And I don't plan on losing that ever. So understanding your why, what is your why? You have to work that out. So open up the essential questions for this session and ask yourself them. So the first one is, what's the purpose of my career? Why do you go to work every day? It can't be to make money. It can't be because, I've got patients. I got to go. It needs to be something that sustains you. That, you know, I love it when people say to me, well, I love my job. You know, and nobody likes dealing with insurance companies. Nobody likes all the challenges that we have. But, you know, I've had doctors say, I think I might just quit and go do something else. But the problem is, you go do something else, they have their own sets of worries and problems. I mean, I don't know that I'd want to be somebody that sells cars for much longer, because I don't know how much longer we're going to actually be buying cars with, you know, autonomous driving and these fleets. And I mean, it's unlikely that my grandkids or your grandkids that are running around right now, or your children that are very, very young, may never, ever have the skill of being able to drive a car, because it'll be an absolutely unnecessary skill. And I know you think that sounds ridiculous. Yeah, tell that to the people that made horses and buggies. They were out of a job almost overnight. They couldn't believe how quickly that overtook them. So what's the purpose of your career? Why do you get up and put up with all of this? What is the joy that comes from it? What can you provide for the emotional and financial stability of those you love, and have a little fun along the way? What do you get out of it? Write that down. What do you get out of this? And what do you think you should be getting out of it? Those two things might be different. And if there's a difference in those two answers, then why do you think that's the case? And what are we going to do about that? I'll help you, but what are you going to do about it? And I'm here to help coach you through that. What needs to change in order to reconcile those differences? Because something's got to give. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And then what are you going to do to make that happen? We're going to talk about in the next module about getting organized, really organized, so that you can work the plan to make that happen. But you can't make the plan if you don't know what it is and you don't know what you're going to do to make it happen. What tools are you going to use? We provide you with an enormous amount of tools in Top Practices, and you can use those, and there's others. And then what people will help you make that happen, and why should they care? Look, the people that you work with, whether you're the doctor that owns the practice, an associate in the practice, an administrator in the practice, or a medical assistant or someone else in the practice, you're on a journey with a team of people. You all have your hopes and goals and dreams, and you ought to be helping each other achieve those. And how will you see? What will be the trigger? How will you actually stop and take stock to see, am I on track or am I off track? Because guess what? At least three times a year, you're gonna veer off. We just all do. It's the thing. It's the most inexplicable, most human thing that happens, and that is we lose focus. It's just so much coming at us. I mean, our lives are complex. They're increasingly complex, I think, beyond the ability of the way we use our, I think our brains can handle it. We just don't use them in that way. So we get knocked off our game. And all of a sudden you're like, wow, why am I doing that? Well, routinely and regularly have some quiet time and say, am I on track? Am I executing? Look at your numbers, follow everything. Are you moving towards your why? And then if you're not, how are you going to get back on track? So the suggested reading for this one is Simon Sinek's Start With Why. Because if you don't have your why, if you haven't sorted that out, it really simply doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter in the long run because you're not going to stay with it. And I don't want to see you get knocked off your game. I don't want to see that happen to anybody. It's happened to me. It's happened to everybody I know. This is our way of protecting that. So next time, we're going to be focused on getting organized. And I love that module. So see you then. In the meantime, enjoy your summer and let's not lose focus. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.